USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Northeast may finally start seeing a break in the Canadian wildfire smoke that's blanketing the region. Forecasters say the wildfire smoke may start lifting before the end of the day, and cities could see improvement in the air quality. Today's Major League Baseball game in Washington, D.C. between the Nationals and the Diamondbacks has been postponed. The Supreme Court is striking down Republican-drawn congressional districts in Alabama that critics say discriminated against black voters. Julia Ainslie says the decision was a surprise.
Two conservative justices, including the Chief Justice John Roberts, joined by Justice Kavanaugh, sided with the majority, saying that Alabama was in violation of Section 2.
It means the seven congressional districts will now be redrawn. Despite a conservative majority, the nation's highest court voted 5-4 against the redistricting. A Pride Month celebration at the White House is being moved to Saturday due to the wildfire smoke. The event had been scheduled for tonight on the South Lawn. The federal government's air quality tracking website, Grade of the Air in D.C., is very unhealthy today. There's not a lot of faith in Joe Biden among independent voters.
In a recent Economist YouGov poll, nearly half of independent voters expressed the view that President Biden's health and age severely restrict his ability to serve as president. The poll revealed that 48% of independent voters share that opinion, while only 11% believe that Biden's age and health have no impact on his job performance. At 80 years old, Biden holds the distinction of being the oldest president in history. I'm John Schaefer.
Delta Airlines has reportedly agreed to a settlement to refund customers for canceled flights during the pandemic. Delta will pay cash refunds plus interest to affected customers. The refunds will go to those booked flights between March 1st, 2020 and April 30th, 2021. This is USA News.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like ArchFit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
A bipartisan team of senators are asking TikTok CEO to reveal whether the app allows China to store American user data. Tennessee Republican Marsha Blackburn and Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal addressed a letter to CEO Chu asking him to disclose the information. They wrote that they are disturbed by the social media app giving misleading or inaccurate responses on the matter. The suspect in yesterday's deadly shooting during a graduation ceremony in Richmond has been arraigned. Police believe Amare Ty John Pollard killed Sean Jackson and Jackson's stepfather, Renzo Smith, during a high school graduation ceremony held at Virginia Commonwealth University. Several other people were hurt, including Smith's 9-year-old daughter, who was hit by a car. At least two people are hurt after a shooting at a carnival in Alpharetta, Georgia, just a half-hour drive north of Atlanta. Lieutenant David Freeman with Alpharetta DPS.
When first responders arrived on scene, they located two gunshot victims that were treated at the scene and then transported to local hospitals. At that time, the suspect had fled from the scene.
The suspect is still on the loose. A former NFL player is getting a second chance at a football career as he faced one count of first-degree murder, 3 counts of attempted murder. Former New York Giants and Florida State wide receiver Travis Rudolph was found not guilty on all 4 charges from a 2021 shooting. Dave Collins, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.